Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This is Tim Roy, and you're listening to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it. By the way, Evan, what'd you think of we lost an NBA legend over the weekend?
Excuse me?
We lost an NBA legend over the weekend.
You're going to have to help me out.
Slick Watts.
The Supersonic?
Yes.
Good call. Look at E.
Yeah, good call.
Headband.
Well, I've read about him, but I never watched him play.
Yeah, he led the league 1 year at 75-76 or 76-77 in both assists and steals.
We lost two. Junior Bridgman, too.
Yeah, that was last week.
Man, Stoney. Life, man. Comes at you, man. And just why I enjoy you, man.
Technically, that would be death.
Well.
But.
We all got a date. I'll be at yours.
You think you're going after me?
The way I'm poisoning my body, Stoney, your boy might be ringing. I might be first. Anyway.
Don't talk about that.
You didn't give me love for my Spanish. A lot of people digged it.
It was wrong.
You got me fired up about tonight, real quick.
You said otros. You don't even know what that means.
Yo tango? Yeah.
I thought he said nosotros, which is still... not where you want to put it, but
right. It felt good. You guys said, you know, intelligent people can speak multiple languages. Oh boy.
Let's start out with John in Fairfax.
My fault.
Hey John, how you doing, man?
Hey guys, thanks for giving me a shot. I'm doing great. I'm just super frustrated to hear anyone mention anything bad about Steve Kerr.
That's good.
My heart, man. I don't get it. That guy comes from pedigree.
Yeah.
The guy grew up internationally, right? His parents were educators. His father's life was taken because of religious and political reasons. He's been through so much. People calling him out right now reminds me of his game when his father passed and the fans were idiots enough to try to taunt him with it. And what did he do? He went nuts. He was strong. He was a man. He went up against Jordan. He played with Jordan. He's been coached. He's coached with some of the best. It's amazing to me that people call for Kerr to be a problem.
I'm with you.
It's amazing to me. And I apologize for my strength in words, but he's an amazing man. And we wouldn't be anywhere. If we didn't hire him after we hired Jackson, we'd be on our seventh coach by now, easy. And what? We'd be like TJ Carlissimo's grandson. Yeah, it's just like, come on.
Wow.
I've been shooting free throws like Rick Barry since I was 10. I swear to you, and I'm dating myself. This is the best time for basketball in the Bay Area, for sport in the Bay Area, and I can't believe people still come up with things to whine about. get a life. Give the man some respect. Let him do his job. He's done it. He's the biggest part of this, in my opinion, because he knows how to talk to people. Wow. He knows how to have a conversation. He's not an idiot. He doesn't have this crazy self bravado of pride. He's a real man, and we are so fortunate to have him. And anyway, I'm going to stop ranting.
No, go ahead.
Appreciate it,
John. For next year's knockout, if you're shooting a Granny Goose's tiny free throws. Come on, Kerr's on my top five list. Why'd you take
top five
out?
List of what?
Top five coaches all time. You should know them.
They switch every day depending on who. Finch is in there now, and Ty Lue was in there 3 years ago.
That's for, I'm gonna give you. That.
I mean, Billy Donovan. Who else is on there?
Yeah. Scott Skiles.
Oh, yeah. Evan, don't let him poison you. Steve Kerr, Phil Jackson, Pop, Chuck Daly, and Lenny Wilkins.
Okay. Appreciate that, Gil.
Yep.
There it is. It's official. Anybody else think that? Go ahead, Evan.
No, I was going to say, like, we talked about this before the show, but there are five head coaches that are associated with dynasties. Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, Pat Riley, Greg Popovich, Steve Kerr.
Yeah.
Like, whether you like it or not, he's one of the five head coaches of dynasties.
Man. And you see our people aren't throwing that shit. Whoever they were are not calling out, admit it.
I could make the case that had Kerr not come here and been a part of teams with Jordan and the Bulls and been a part of the Spurs teams with Duncan, that he would not have been able to turn Curry, Draymond, and Klay into champions.
Mm.
Well, was Mark Jackson poised to win a title with that team? I don't know.
But what I do, that's a great question. But what I do know is, to that caller's point, the man, the character, Steve Kerr, at every turn, never forgets Mark Jackson and what he started. Obviously, he didn't finish. And that's just, again, I keep going to class personified. Steve Kerr, the man, is even greater to me, Stoney. I mean this, than Steve Kerr, the coach. I mean, you talk about Kevin Durant coming here and how that fit was seamless. And you talk about it winning it before Kevin Durant came here. And, I mean, man, the phone's not ringing with Steve Kerr slander. And maybe that's because Kuminga and Moody are getting their shot. But come on, man. I'm with you.
I mean, the reality of the situation is when he took over this team from Mark Jackson, he changed the entire offense. He turned it from a pick and roll type of an offense to a ball movement type of offense. And so not only did Steve Kerr win titles, but he made this team, he turned this team into maybe the most dynamic offensive team we've seen in the NBA in a long, long time. So how many other coaches would have been able to come in here and change the way this team played offense? And then, oh, by the way, in the middle of this team being a great offensive team, they hung their hat on defense, too,
man,
by being able to switch everything and playing small and having Draymond utilized in a way where if he got matched up against the big, you could still succeed. If he got matched up against the small, you could still succeed. Man. So, I don't think that anybody could have come in here and they would have won four titles. I just don't think so.
That's
maybe some guys could have, but I would not. You can't convince me that every coach would have gotten this kind of success out of the Golden State Warriors as Steve Kerr.
That's a hell of a compliment, Stoney. And Steve Kerr was having fun at his own expense. I don't know if you heard him. Just reflecting, Stoney, had he took that New York Knicks job, maybe he's out of coaching. You know,
or maybe they have four titles.
Well, could be, but yeah, the flip side would be there was no Steph Curry in New York, you know, nor Klay.
Let's go to Trevor. Trevor's in Roner Park. Hey, okay. Trevor, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey,
how's it going, everybody? Hey, can I get a quick plug in, and then I'll give my opinion there?
Sure.
All right, thanks, guys. So, Sideline Bay Area Sports, everybody out there, please go ahead and check it out on YouTube. This Thursday, 2 p.m., podcast with Damon Bruce.
Oh.
So please check that out. It's going to be, I finally nailed down a time. Should be a great time. be about an hour long, and that'll be fun to do. So check it out, guys, around 2 p.m. on Thursday.
What do you got?
I think with Steve Kerr, basically, when the chips are down and the team's losing, of course they're going to attack the coach. He's a great coach. There's no doubt about it. If you were to say Mark Jackson wasn't going to win any championships with the team, that's hard to believe that they wouldn't at least get one out of it just because of the, you know, Curry and Clay and all that. So, but there's no doubt he's an amazing coach, and he's going to be coaching for the Warriors for as long as he wants to. It's just a matter of when people complain about changing up the lineup frequently, especially this year before Butler came on. Well, you also have to remember he was looking for a combination that probably just wasn't there, and he was just looking for any way to win. So I don't think any coach could have done any better or any differently. I mean, I was one person that kind of criticized the lineup changes frequently at that point in the year, but I realized that he's looking for something that maybe wasn't there, and he was just continuing to throw lineups out there until something looked decent, and it wasn't happening. But that's my two cents about Kerr. And I just think, by the way, when it comes to Butler and his contribution to the team, it is more than just about scoring. And yeah, everybody knows that watches basketball knows Butler takes it to a different gear when they get into the playoffs or when he's been in the playoffs in the past. So I have no doubt that's going to happen again, but I don't think that makes any difference in the way that he's playing now. They know every game is like a playoff game right now. They're tied with Minnesota. Well, and like you guys said, if they lose, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
No, I appreciate the call, Trevor. Thank you. I was just thinking that there's 15 games left, and it does feel like they have the pedal to the metal a little bit. And is anybody worried that they're going to have to play too long of a stretch with the pedal to the metal? You know, the one thing I was thinking about is this, and correct me if I'm wrong, and I'm saying, Evan, correct me if I'm wrong, because you're kind of like me. You don't remember specifics like Evan does, just because he's younger.
Yeah.
So in 2022, all right, think about this, Warrior fans. This is what, you know, this is just something to put on the you got to deal with category. Klay Thompson missed the first 32 games of the year in 2022.
I think it was closer to 50.
Oh, that's right. It was 50, and then he played the last 32. Correct. So Klay Thompson was going into the postseason fresh. I believe Draymond Green missed a bunch of games that year, didn't
he?
In the second half of the season, Draymond missed maybe 20, 25. And then you had Steph Curry, who missed the last 11 games of the year. And what we found out was when they got to the postseason, they all were relatively fresh. Klay only played 30. Steph had rested for a month, and Draymond Green had missed a good chunk of the season. It's not going to be the case this year with Steph Curry and with Draymond Green. It looks like they're going to play upwards of 65, 70 games. Anybody out there worried about the pace that they're going to have to play at, essentially? Not in terms of running up and down and playing fast break basketball, but can the Warriors continue to play this hard for not only the next month, but another 6 to 8 weeks after that? They're going to have to do something they haven't done before in terms of looking at it that way.
Well, I think they're more equipped now than they were in years past, just with the firepower or the weaponry with the youngsters, Donnie. It's twofold, right? The youngsters, you would think, are going to lead on the OGs, but it's going to be vice versa. And if you look at this roster, you got some youngsters that shouldn't have that problem. But we were just out there in front of the chef. He told us number five is all he thinks about, Stoney. So I think it's an honor and a privilege that they've earned to get to a playoff series. I don't foresee, you know, that being a problem, especially since Jimmy being able, one of the big three, you know, he hadn't played a full slate.
It was a problem in 2023, I thought, you know, 2022 they won it, and their big three was extremely well rested. in 2023.
Oh, you going Lakers. I'm thinking, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I thought they were out of gas against the L.A. Lakers, and maybe that's where the young guys come in this year. But they're going to need their young guys to play at a high level in the postseason. And that's sometimes where young players who haven't been there before struggle. And then combine that with the age of the big three. And to me, that's one of the hurdles they're going to have to climb.
I believe this is a better roster than the 2023 one that lost to the Lakers, Donnie.
It certainly seems a little deeper, that's for sure. Let's go to D in San Francisco. Hey, D, how you doing, man?
Good morning, guys. Yeah. Taking my call. How you guys doing?
Hey, doing well, thanks.
I think we should give it to Kerr, you know? He deserved it, you know, for winning all that, you know, championship for us. I mean, lately, though, yes, he has a little issue with it, but maybe he's going to personal stuff that we don't know about, I think, you know? So, yeah, I mean, believing in our players and trusting our players, I think we should have the championship in our hand. Though. Like, I think we're going to take it again this time.
All right.
There it is.
D thinks they're going to take it again, Evan.
You know who we need to hear from? The biggest Kerr hater out there.
Hold on. All right. The biggest Kerr.
He called not too long ago.
I thought you meant Curry.
Oh, okay. Kerr. Is there a Curry hater? Priest.
He's too old.
Yeah, look, Evan. Great minds think alike. He called in
a
week.
Is Priest a Kerr hater?
Oh, he went in on Kerr.
Really?
He said that's what was bothering us. So, if you're out there, Priest, hit us up, and maybe he's changed his viewpoint. But, yeah, there was a lot of, I'm going Spider-Man style, venom towards Coach Kerr.
I wonder if we can, I know we'll never get rid of the word, but just substitute haters for critics. Like, I don't think a lot of these people hate Steve Kerr or hate Moses Moody or hate Steph Kerr. Like, they're critical of it. I would like to believe we have a really smart audience that is not completely one-sided or the other.
And we'll see.
Evan, but I like
Evan,
that.
You're a man after my old heart.
I feel like Evan running
heart.
For office with that. Like, he just told the people, let's take it down from hater to critic. That's all. Can we critique anymore without it being hate?
Estimated eyes on the YouTube chat saying, thank you, Evan. Evan, that's what it's called, steel and thunder. And I'm right with you. I'm right with Evan. No haters. I mean,
that's our world is full of them.
Well, I guess so.
Yeah, people used to call you one. You're not.
Of course not. I'm practical. I'm realistic.
Wow.
I am.
They made you get off Twitter. I don't like that.
I'm even Steven.
The haters made him get off Twitter.
I can be critical, but I praise also. I think when it comes to
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Looking at, just calling you a critic.
That's I think, but I think when it comes to looking at Bay Area teams objectively, everybody in the media must answer to me in terms of being fair You know what I mean?
There's no idea.
You know what I mean?
Hey, if that works for you, that.
Yeah, no, that works.
That
works
for
me.
For you, baby.
For example, I don't just hate the Dodgers because all the Giants fans hate the Dodgers. Now, you do.
No, stop.
Because you take the Dodgers, you know, you'll take up for
Shasty
the Giants.
Shasty calls me a Dodger fan undercover. Or, like, come on, I give credit where credit's due. I think you know that.
Well,
see, this is
no,
shit. Sit this out.
You give credit when credit is due on your terms, and that's fine, but
Came in here and came down Curry and Draymond Rowe. When I said,
what's the worst thing you ever said about
Evans
Steph
got
Curry?
Got a drop when I said, I want wins.
That's not
what
on
I can't
Curry.
Remember what I said, but it was Curry
no,
and
wasn't.
Dre was in the bar.
Yes.
It starts and ends with the chef and Dre.
If the team said, this is vintage goo.
Those are receipts.
This is vintage goo. The Warriors are saying, we like the vibes here. Guru says, I don't care about the vibes. See, I can rip Steph Curry. It's like, what?
Dude, you are a master of manipulating.
It's fine. Listen, I get it. I get it. Steph Curry's one of the most impressive, well-liked athletes in the Bay Area.
Yep.
And that makes you a little scared of
I
him.
Did.
It's fine.
No, estimated eyes. Goo was hella critical of Dre to the point to where mixed in with you. Evan, I didn't tell you this. You had left after Chase and that phenomenal time we had over there. I want to work together as a show. I don't even want Raymond Ritter to help us and get Dre on. With my street connect,
he's not cutting
I want to fix that in a minute. I want to talk to Dre.
You ever seen Taken?
Get on his podcast.
It's one of the greatest movies.
You know what my favorite line is? Good luck.
Isn't that the one?
Yes. You got his name. Sounds like you knew his name, Stoddy.
Liam Neeson.
My man. Gotcha.
He's the guy known on the list too far.
Hey, can I tell you something?
Well,
don't you ever speak for me.
Please.
You just, Evan, you're like me, goo. You are being factual.
We could try and get on the Draymond Green podcast
specifics
with Baron Davis. You got to say it in its entirety every time you mention it.
I need Baron with some more my time. He's just there, man. I love you, BD.
Sometimes it's fun being Baron Davis. I do it 4 times a week. I just kind of hang out.
Oh, my face hurts from laughing.
Spoon feed you.
Dominate the ball.
Somebody did say it to a public house. Let me cook a little more. He meant it, Evan. Like, dude, I get my shots.
Yeah, I mean, I can give you 4 minutes. You can tell everybody why the Warriors are going to win it all. Who knows? Maybe they will. Dude, he's not doing any more interviews. Don't you get it?
Kobe!
He's not doing any more interviews.
Nah, he's
all interviews will be on his podcast for the... I'm talking about these kind of interviews. You'll still talk after a game. But
we're the home team. We're the flagship. Come on, Dre. If I run into him, I'm going tomorrow night, Stoney. You can't interrupt his shoot around, so that would be bad. But no, just on the real stuff.
Just because you can't doesn't mean you wouldn't do it. You break the rules.
No, I don't want to get in trouble.
And you're goo. That's why it's okay.
It's not okay.
But seriously, though, Stoney, if you actually wanted to talk to Draymond.
Seriously.
How would he go about doing that? Would that be a Ritter request?
Or could I go in the locker room with my credential after tomorrow night's game and approach him, and he could just embarrass me? Could I do that?
You'd have to go through Raymond.
Okay, gotcha.
Because you're not out there all the time.
All right, gotcha.
But there would be nothing stopping you from being in the locker room, or
I'm ready.
Draymond gets done walking, gets done with his pregame routine, and he's walking back to the locker room, and you sidle up to him and you go, hey, Draymond, Daryl the Guru Johnson. And he'd say, I'm surprised you're talking to me. But then after he said that, he would be like,
you're talking to me,
right, Jay?
But who are you,
Dre?
And then he'd end up saying, okay, I'm sorry, who are you?
And then I would explain.
I'm Daryl the Guru Johnson. And I host the show. 10 to 2.
Yeah, we've been highly critical of you sometimes, but we love what you've meant and what you've done.
Okay, so what do you want?
You to come on. You got 10 minutes?
Yeah, listen to the Draymond Green podcast. I say everything I need to say.
With Baron Davis.
You know, maybe if Subway asked me to do that, I'll do it. A corporate sponsor, but...
Let's talk about... I know we only got a couple minutes, Stoddy. What about his game over... He's in the basketball heavens, Draymond. Like,
He's 3 for 9 last
game. No, it's not just about the 8 for 9 or 3 for 9. It's about
him
closing, finishing the layup, and doing. Moody said the night was more like a nightmare the way he did it. But Stein, he's in a zone right now. He's feeling good. We talk about Steph, but Dre is also benefiting from having another dog in town, man. And I can see it, man.
Yeah, no, he's in a groove. Draymond Green. Let me see.
But Stein.
He's in a groove.
Just led the team in scoring.
This is like the Dennis.
He's in a groove.
23 points a couple games ago.
Oh, boy. He's down to 33% from three-point range.
He started the game off a couple games ago with 2 threes in the corner.
Oh, he starts games great.
And I love it.
But you mean up to 20? And he's 33.
Yeah, and he's close.
33-7.
Look at my guys.
33-7.
Well, let's get – I'm going to work on trying to get him on, but I'd have to go through Raymond, huh? Yeah.
Any way you can do it. Go ahead and try it. But I don't think he's doing many of those anymore because he has his own forum and he can say whatever he wants.
Yeah.
All right. 888-957-9570 is the number. We'll get into some more of this sound from Saturday. The Warriors have won 7 in a row. But you know what?
What we got?
You can still hear those wolves howling. Wolves are howling. Wolves. 1-8 in a row. They got Indiana tonight at the Target Center, if it's still called the Target Center. The Clippers have won 3 in a row. The Rockets, forget about
them.
Come out
and play.
You can't catch the Rockets.
But do you want to play them?
I don't know.
Like, y'all keep winning.
I don't know. I think there's going to be a lot of movement.
Well,
a lot
of
movement.
Rockets in first round over Denver. Any Warrior fan will back me up on that.
Right, Warrior, I guess. Huh. Would Warrior fans back you on that? We're not afraid of anybody, but we'd really like Houston.
No,
but we got to get Houston.
Yeah.
Who do you want, Warrior fans? Because there's got to be a lot of movement. 888-957-9570. Download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitter.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
Going on.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.